News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Universal social charge was introduced as a series of temporary taxes in around 2010 during the worst of the crisis, but remains in place despite the massive budgetary surpluses that now exist. The finance minister kind of deftly avoided confirming if it was going to be reduced by 0.5% yesterday, as it was in last year's budget. Danny McConnell is the editor of the Business Post. He's with us now. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Jonathan.
You're calling for this to be scrapped, but it's worth reminding people what the USE actually is, which was a series of emergency tax measures that were brought in that have effectively become standard and packaged up with a slightly friendlier name than emergency tax.
Yeah, so this was a kind of a combination of a number of levies that were brought in by the then Finance Minister, Brian Lenihan, the health levy, and there was another top-up levy that they were basically merged, and they were kind of consolidated as part of the USC. But like, I think people will remember, those of us who were working at the time, the first paycheck that you would have opened and seen with the USC, you know, sitting there in your paycheck, and the amount of money that was taken off you. It was a sizable chunk of money. Every month. And I think, you know, politically, there has been a strong push within Fianna Fáil over the last year, particularly since they've taken over the finance ministry, first with Michael McGrath, now with Jack Chambers. You know, as the party who introduced it originally, they were very keen to be the party that would get rid of it, or at least neutralise it to a great degree. Certainly we in the Business Post have been making the claim, saying, you know, the government has spent an awful lot of money giving people back money in recent budgets, but they've, you know, essentially spread the money too thinly. They've been giving a little bit here, a little bit there, and not really, and people haven't really noticed it. The argument, I suppose, we've been articulating is, would you not just do one big ticket item, one big bang, particularly maybe in the run into an election,
are you not depriving the state of a regular source of income there? Like, okay, great, we've money in the coffers right now. That doesn't mean it's going to be there in 2 or 3 years' time, Danny.
Yeah, we've heard that argument about, you know, narrowing the tax base, which I do, you know, there is validity in that. And you've also heard about, you know, the risk of I suppose, you know, this windfall era of taxes that we're in, rather than kind of, you know, longer term. I suppose we've just made the argument that the government is spending a huge amount of money and has increased its level of spending year on year massively. And ultimately, so there is a consistent pattern of increasing government spending over time. You know, taxes have increased elsewhere, and non-direct taxes have increased. There is, I think, further scope to increase non-direct taxation. I think, I suppose, I just come from a perspective, we have income tax there already. This is essentially a second income tax.
Doesn't this exclude a lot of, well, I suppose, young people who are starting their work, they don't really pay any tax, but they did have to pay the USC. So a lot of people were falling outside the tax net, so the government wanted to hoover them up a little bit as well. And we can discuss the merits of them paying tax or not, but ultimately, was that kind of not the target here?
Well, the big benefit, and speaking to a lot of public or Department of Finance officials for many years, like, the big benefit of the USC is that it did hoover up a lot of the people who had been exempted, you know, through various years and measures by governments from income tax. I mean, the argument is there, well, maybe not exempt so many people from income tax in the first place, and then you kind of resolve that issue. I just think it's palpably unfair that you would have not one but two income taxes sitting on top of each other. You know, the entry rate to the higher rate of tax hits at a very, very low level. Yes, the government has moved to increase that entry level, but it's interesting, Jonathan, we polled at this on the weekend in the Business Post, and a clear majority, 2-1, favoured the abolition of the USC versus increasing the entry point to the higher rate of tax. So, I mean, clearly, it does stick in a lot of people's craws.
Yeah, I know, but chickens never vote for Sunday dinner either. So, if you get rid of tax, it's going to be welcomed.
Yeah, but we did put two clear options there. You know, do you want to increase the higher rate of entry, you know, the entry point to the higher rate of tax, where a lot of people pay? It kicks in Ireland much lower than most other countries, or abolish the USC, and they clearly, and we've polled consistently on the USC issue. We've polled, I think, 5 times in the last year in the USC, and there's been a massive majority time and time again about abolishing. But I think to the fundamental point, I accept that, you know, economists will say at a time when, you know, the economy's, you know, overheating and, you know, narrowing the tax base is generally not a good idea. I would think there's other ways to skin the cat. And I think the abolition of USC over a determined period, be it 3-5 years, you know, the lifetime of the government, makes sense at this point.
I dislike it as much as you do, but I'm not sure whether Jack Chambers is going to move as far as you want him to move. But for now, Danny McConnell of the Business Post, thanks very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.